So anyone that's late is just going to miss the beginning, and that's their loss. How are you, Shlomi? Thank you for coming. Lemaisa, my cheer is that you're winning. Okay. Okay. The name of today's. A very important. Wow. One second. Can I just move up? Okay, let's go. Okay, we're here. Okay.
Do you want a chair?
Why are we not having a chair? Because Rabbi Gordon and Rabbi didn't make it in, and Rabbi Zaplantz is having surgery on his hand. So there's only two more left. So anyone else, if they come, they go, whatever. So I'm supposed to give to everyone, but it looks like my share rocks. Let's go, my share. Yes. Ain hadavar tolly. This is what? You have to do for the top. Pick up anything on the top. No, turn it off. The thing up, pick that thing up. Okay, but I will tie. Okay, so listen, this is a super important concept, and I think anything good is dependent on it. There's a famous story. You probably heard the story. This is last week we had Sifse Chaim. This week we have from the Sefer called Yoram Roshi. It's basically saying over from here. There's a lot here. Let's try to get it. There's a famous story. Gemara in Nedarim says a story. There was a Maisa was Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen Gadol, and he was a Tzadik. That's why they call him Shimon HaTzadik. It's a coincidence. So the story of Shimon HaTzadik, he was a Kohen Gadol for a very long time, and he said, Miyamai, my entire lifetime as a Kohen Gadol, I never ate from the carbon of a Nazir. Never did I eat from a carbon of a Nazir. And the question is, why did he never eat from the carbon of a Nazir? So the Gemara continues that he says, I didn't eat from a carbon. The reason why I didn't eat from a carbon from a Nazir is because I was afraid that he wasn't a kosher Nazir. He didn't do it right. And if he's not a kosher Nazir and he didn't do it right, so his carbon is not a good carbon. And if it's not a good carbon, then I'm eating chulam ba'azara and I can't eat that carbon. Except one time. It was another. I don't know. You'll remember the story when I finish it right now. But it's big. You know, it reminds me of Menachem's story. Watch it. Listen to a second. It was sort of. He said. So what happened over here? This Nazir came and he said. Nazir came in the beginning, and I saw that he was yifei einayim. He had beautiful eyes, v'tov roi, and he looked so good. His hair was very long and had beautiful curls in his hair. Really, really nice hair. A guy, maybe it was Payas, I don't know, whatever. But so he had beautiful hair, and he came to Beis Hamikdash and said, I'm a Nazir and I have a carbon. I want to bring it. Now the reason why his hair got so long, he was a Nazir, right? So when you're a Nazir, you're not allowed to cut your hair. But the thing is that after you become a Nazir, you cut off all your hair. You go upstairs. Rabbi Center. Anyways, that was a story. And he said, so what did you see, Mara Isa? What did you see to cut off your beautiful hair? Why would you take all your hair off, huh? Why do you take off your hair? So he said, what did he answer, Menachem? No, that stinks. That's a terrible answer. See, he answered, he said, no, he said, I'll tell you why. Amali, Roya, I was a shepherd. I was like, you know, this is Menachem, this is so good for you. I was a shepherd, I was a shepherd, and I was like, you know, taking care of the sheep and the cattle. And I went, and it was by a river, and I looked in the river, and it was really a lake, and it was flat. And I looked inside, and I saw, what a beautiful guy. Look at the thing. You saw such a nice guy in the river with beautiful hair. It looked so good. And he started, what? No. And he started feeling, you know, good about himself. Nice hair and whatever. And then he dyed it orange. No, I mean, and then, I'm sorry. Okay. you can take whatever you want. He said he started feeling good about himself, and then he realized that he's being misgoteh ba'olam she'enoy shali. I'm like being. It's not my world. Why am I feeling so good about myself? It has nothing to do with me. It's not me. And he was misgoteh ba'enoy shali. So miyad. So Melis, he said right away, avoid that. I swear to God, I'm going to take my hair and I'm going to cut it off for Hashem. And become a Nazir. It's going to go longer and longer and longer. But I know the whole time when it's going longer that I'm going to cut off the whole thing and I'm going to become Shtarik like Ben Acham. I'm going to cut it off and I'm going to be Shtarik. I'm going to do it. For Hashem's purpose, I'm going to cut it off. So Shimon HaTzadik went. He went and he went over to the Nazir with all the hair. Nashakti al Roshay. I kissed him on his head and he ate from his carbon. It was the only carbon Nazir he ever ate from. So, okay, so the Gemara, we don't have to discuss exactly why he wouldn't eat from carbonas before. He thought that it wasn't real. He goes the whole thing explaining it. But he's asking. It's a very weird way of saying it. It says the Nazir came in Hadarim. He came from somewhere else. And what does this whole story have to do? Why does that make him into a full, a real Nazir? And he goes through in this piece and explains how this has so much to do with our personal growth. I'm going to get back to it. Let's go through a little bit how he's saying, and we'll get back to it. What does this have to do that he realizes here is just makes it that the world is not his world, and he's being a Balgaiva in someone else's world? What does it have to do with hair? What does it have to do with that? And we all have it in us, you know. I mean, not everyone is so beautiful. Some of us feel like we're strong. Some of us feel like we're smart. Some of us feel like we have a good mouth. Some of us will go good at ball. But and that makes us feel that gives us what?
Superficial.
Right. It gives you that this is who I am, and that's why I'm matzliach. And that's not what it is. Anything good we have comes from Hashem, and we have something else that makes us. And by looking at the outside, that this is what's making us, that takes away from, you're welcome to come. I am giving a share for you. All right, right now, until now we're going to start talking about you, okay? Tell them about someone else. Okay, so then he talks about like this. A person, this is something that everybody has, all of us, even Akiva. Okay, so listen. It's a normal thing when someone comes over to you and says, "Why did he do that? Why weren't you here?" How many people would say it's my fault? I'm wrong. Now, no, it's because my roommate kept me up. I had a headache, or because anyways, there was nobody in the Beis Medrash, or because. I'm going to come. There's always another answer. It's all about taking responsibility for yourself. Making it me. Okay? This is the name of the thing. The title to this chapter is called Ein Hadavar Toloi Ela Bi. It's all about me. He ends, which, if I go straight, I can get to the end. He talks about what the Mashkiach spoke about before Tkiyas, that every single person is judged. First, the whole world is judged beskira achas, in one big picture, we see everyone together, and then everybody is judged one at a time. And it's like he said, he explains it's, that the one of the Rishonim explained that kivnei marim means everyone is judged. Kivnei marim means there's a small path that in front of a certain place. That's what the Rishonim say, that it's like you're going over a river, and there's room only for one person. You know, they have these places on some like right, Kivnei Marim. Right, it's going up a mountain, and there's room for one person. And underneath there's a river. So you can't get there by yourself. So you're stuck in front of Hashem by yourself. And like Mashiach said, like Mashiach said, that you don't have your mother, you don't have your father, you're not there with your friends, and you're not there with your excuses. You have nothing. You can't bring anything with you. He's just looking straight at you. And you got to say, okay, I got it. It's up to me. Either I can make myself better or I cannot make myself better. And that's what we're talking about. It's very important when we start with the main side of, I guess, the Seder Simei Tshuva, but we're looking forward to right now into Yom Kippur. And there's a whole thing. We say all kinds of things. At the end of the day, we say, Aval anachnu v'aviseinu chatanu. Oshamnu. We did an avera. Chatasi avisi pashati. And pashup shat, when a person says, we did avera, say, we did this avera, we did that avera, we did this avera, we did that avera. But if you would just realize that we're supposed to say the words, Aval Hashem anachnu, it's my fault. Take responsibility. There's nothing wrong with taking responsibility. He says over here, and I just saw last 2 weeks ago in Shimshon Pinkus and Sefer, modern psychology is kfira. Okay? I'm not telling you that the psychologist, Aaron Cutler, okay? Aaron Cutler, one second. Okay, I'm not telling you that people don't need to get help sometimes from people who know better, for know better how to help you. But you have to know the truth. This is not from in here. He brings out from Aaron Cutler. I'm saying his side, but I'm just saying it the way Shimshon Pinkus said. He said it was a mother who had a kid that was an angry kid, making trouble. You're fighting with everyone, getting kicked out of class, and just the school, the teachers, they couldn't deal with him. The mother at home wasn't able to deal with him, but whatever. He was, let's say, he was a 12-year-old kid, and for the past 5 years, he's been getting kicked out and changing schools and everything, and until finally they had to, after 5 years of figuring it out, the parents had to figure out that we're gonna have to bring him to a psychologist. And the principal, the teacher, the assistant principal, last year's school, they all kept on saying, psychologist, psychologist, psychologist. Okay, so she went to the psychologist. And she goes to the psychologist and you know, tell him the story. The psychologist said, you know, comes and says, yeah, it's really not his fault. It's because the way he grew up and the way he was in the house, because it wasn't a good house. In other words, saying in your house, you know, the parents are never home and there's someone else there and this and that. But it would give a whole story why the reason he is this way is because of the situation that he was in, where he started, where he came from. This is what it's about, which is probably has a lot to do why he's uncontrollable and not. So the mother starts feeling, oh God, I see, you're telling me it's my fault. It's my fault that the kid is an animal, right? So the psychologist says, no, chas v'shalom. No, you are that way because the way you were brought up, right? Because the situation that you were in, of course, I understand. You know, you didn't have enough money, so you had to go out and you had to make money, and there was no money in the house. Both of you had to work, and then finally you work, and you had to keep up working, and you're not used to parents loving children. That's why you weren't able to do it. That's the pshat. So Shushan Pinkus and Aaron Cutler says that's kfira. It's straight out kfira. It might be true that is the way he got there, but it's kfira, because you have 100% ability in every situation to rise to the top. Ein hadavar toli en ela bi, and that's what bechira is. You can choose. You have the ability to choose in every situation. Yes, sometimes it's harder. Even if you have a little headache, sometimes it's hard to get out of bed and come on time to davening. It's hard. So, but that's not the reason why you didn't come. You know why you didn't come? Because it wasn't important enough. You didn't decide to come. Oh, it has to... Maybe the reason that was in your mind, your Yetzer Hara was telling you, because it's cold outside, it's hard for me to take my cover off. Yeah, it's true. But that's not why you didn't come. You didn't come because you chose to stay in bed. Or because you chose not to help that person. Not because you can't. But yes, Shlomo.
I mean, the psychologist didn't say that this kid can't fix himself. The mother can. So the reason that your wife is because...
I understand. But what they said is kfira. Every person is created with the ability to be able to rise to the top in his situation. Now, you're telling me right now, one second, what I'm going to agree to the psychologist, Mr. What's your name, psychologist? Anyways, what I'm going to agree to the study of the psychologist is right now, since that's how he got into his place, because it's not his fault to eat so much. He's fat. He needs a lot of food, right? Can he control himself? Yeah. Is it harder for him to control himself than it is for me? Also true. That's true. So a very good idea would be to give him different kinds of food, and then he can eat a lot of those kind of food, and therefore he can get skinny because it doesn't make him fat. That's not... Again, it's not... I'm not...
If you give him a family that's always obese, then it's not his choice also.
It is his choice. He could be skinny.
I know people that cannot get skinny.
One second. Okay. That might be true. There's some people that are built, some people's bones are fatter than everyone else. What? What I'm coming to say is that everyone has a choice of how much they can eat. It's harder for me, who's fat, to make the choice of not eating. Not eating right now than having someone else that's skinny. It's true, it's harder, but you have to believe it's totally on you. Yes, you could decide anything. First, you're supposed to be upstairs. I don't mind if you stay, but upstairs.
What it sounds like you're saying is that the diagnosis is zero.
Right now. But practically, the way to do it, I'm not saying that someone who was brought up in a home that didn't have anyone caring for him shouldn't do the steps that the psychologist tells you to be able to learn how to have people to have people caring for them. That's true, but it's not the reason. The reason why he's a bum is not because he was kicked out of class and his Rebbe hit him when he was in third grade. That's not why he's a bum. It's because he chose to be a bum. It's because he went off the derech. He had a choice and he didn't have to do it. You're right that he was more probable that he was going to go off the derech than someone else because he was pushed away that way. Or because someone else is the type of kid that Rabbam liked, so Rabbam were close to him. He's the type of kid, he had a funny nose, and Rabbam didn't like him, so therefore they always pushed him away.
You could say that's not the reason, but that some psychologists say that's the answer, there's nothing to do about it.
That's kfira! That's kfira!
That's the reason.
But it's the same thing, to say that that's the reason... Is kfira to say again? I
12,
it's
is
not
the reason. He's 12.
What?
He's 12. That is the reason.
That is not the reason. That is the derech that he got there. It's not the reason. Okay, let's go for it. The first avera that we ever heard. The first avera that we ever heard. You know what Adam's avera was? Not self-control. The thing he did wrong, the reason why he got punished, it's in Furish in the Siporno, and it's in a lot of places, because when Hashem asked him, he ate, and the reason why he got punished, kicked out of Gan Eden, is because he said, He's Hashem said, "What? You know, what's going on? What did you do? You ate from the thing? You ate from the Eitzadas?" Says Adam, and I quote: "Vayom ha'Adam ha'isha asher nasata imadi nasna li min ha'etz v'achal." That lady that you gave me, she gave me the food. Is that true? Or is it not true? It's true. But that's not what happened. The happened is Hashem told him not to eat, and he ate. Is that true? It doesn't matter.
So it's
wait a second. So why did he get punished? Because it's his. Because he had the choice. Wrong. Why did he hide? Because he was embarrassed. Because he did something wrong. He did the wrong thing. When you do the wrong thing, say chatasi avisi pashati. And then he went. Hashem went to the Isha, and he said, and she said, "Why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas?" What did the Isha say? Is that true? 100%. It's true. Is that the way to answer God? It's not. It comes to say, I was wrong. And we're standing in a time before Yom Kippur where we have to learn how to stand up and say it's me. It's about me. I could have been better. I should have been better, and therefore I will be better. It's so much easier if you realize that it's dependent on me, and you have the ability to do it. If you believe the psychologist enough and say, that's not your fault, you couldn't have done better. So therefore you have to listen to me and do these things. One second. Let's say the psychologist says, and therefore you have to listen to me. The only way that you could stop taking drugs is if you go to AA for 6 months. In other words, until I get to A, ain't nothing to do about it. I'm done. And if there's no place for me until a year and a half, because the only good one that I can go to is the one in California. And the one in California doesn't take guys, first of all, they don't take guys that are still wearing yarmulkes. So first I have to learn how to get my yarmulke off, and then I have to whatever. Until I get there, it's going to be a year and a half. Okay, so for next year and a half, there's nothing I can do. Believe him. The psychologist said, I can't control myself. Because it's not true.
What? Yeah, but Rebbe, that's the answer to the issue, not the reason for this.
No, wait. It is in you. You can, at every point, say no.
To do, so that's the issue.
I always say, this is, what? It.
The reason and the answer. The reason can't be the answer.
Okay, I want to continue. The pasuk says, "Mechasa p'shav lo yatzliach." Someone who covers over his sins is not going to be matzliach. So, a very beautiful thing it says in the bottom. Just we were by David Melech last night. It says that Adam Rishon lived for, you know how long he lived?
930
years. Adam Rishon. How long was he supposed to live? He was supposed to live 1,000 years. He lived for 930. It said like this. He was Hashem showed Adam Rishon everything that's going to be in the world. Everything Hashem, he had extra vision to be able to see the whole world, in right now and in what's going to be, and he saw the whole entire world, and he saw this nephil. It says that someone was to live for a few hours. David HaMelech was supposed to live for a few hours. Aside from all the things which Shiva said last night about how he was like always like the loser and is down and whatever, he was a mamzer they thought and whatever, but Lamaisa, he was. He was supposed to be a nephil to live for a few hours. And Adam looked at that guy and he said, is there a concept of matana in Shemayim? Hashem said, yes. He said, I want to give 70 years of my life to that to that kid that's going to live for only a few hours. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. We don't work on those things up in Shemayim and we don't understand these things. But what is what's the lesson? He says over here, the difference between Adam understood that he it's a very hard thing to live with. That's another shmooze in itself. Adam, can you imagine causing death to the entire world forever and ever and ever until Mashiach comes? Everyone who ever died is because Adam did that aveira. That's living with a nice pekula on your back. Death is here because of me, because of what I did. So he said he did tshuva, and for that we have to learn about the tshuva that Adam did. But he wanted to fix that concept of causing death to the world. And it came from this avera of not standing up for yourself and know that it's about me. And therefore, if you don't stand up for yourself and know it's about you, then a nachash and a woman could cause me to do an avera, because I don't realize it depended on me. And I have to realize that my chet was, I didn't realize that it's all about me, because it is all about me. And you have to say, yes, I did the avera. I didn't realize how great I was. I didn't realize that I could have stood up to the temptation. And therefore, he saw David. David was famous. He said, Anachi tolas v'lo yesham anachin. David was an anav. David was the biggest clinging Kal Yisrael, and he's the future of Kal Yisrael. And the way he got there is that he realized that he is a nothing. And when he did his avera, that Chazal say he had no choice. Hashem created a situation where it was impossible for him, according to his taivas that Hashem gave him, it was impossible for him to overcome his taiva with Batsheva. It was not shayach. And the only reason, as Chazal, it's a Gemara. What? It doesn't matter. But he thought he could do it. He didn't realize it. And Hashem went too far. It was not possible for him to win. And he did the Avera. And the Navi came to him and asked him what happened. And in a second he said, Chatasi, it's my fault. I did it. That's the takana to the chet of Adam HaRishon. And Adam was, somehow or another, was able to see that. And when he saw that, he said, I want to give my last 7 years to that, because that's a tikkun to my avera, of me being able to stand up and say, it's all here, it's about me. The avera is about me, and the ability to fix it is all in here, it's all by me. That's Yisrael. Now this is a trans Yisrael. He brings down over here the Sefer Ikrim. It's one of the early Rishonims. And he said that's what he's really just saying what I said. It's a lashon of a rishon, and let's read the end of what he says. He says that Odom's avera was that he blamed it on someone else. Lefi, because shehaseichel nosan ba'adam, Hashem always puts seichel into a person. Tamid einav al darkav shelo yachtov. You always have the ability not to do avera. And it's true that sometimes it's harder. And basically, what the psychologist was telling that mother is that, yeah, that's his yetzirah. His yetzirah is that he was brought up in a messy house. And your yetzirah is that you were brought up in even more of a messy house. And that's why you brought your kid up in a messy house. It's true. But Hashem gave him the ability to succeed. Don't say he couldn't have done it. He was able to do it. He just did it. And
he's not saying he couldn't have done it.
He's not saying he couldn't have done it.
Why he maybe didn't.
He's saying, what brought him to do it? You're telling me the mechanism that got him into doing it.
He can tell you the mechanism that got you to do it. He can tell you the mechanism that can get you to get it.
Great.
Not
okay.
Fear.
Okay,
so
that's
not.
So I'm agreeing with you that it's kedai to listen to them, because he sees how you, because the schooling that he went through, he's able to see how you got yourself into this mess,
so
and therefore he could tell you how to get yourself out of the mess.
But it doesn't. The psychologist never tell you you did it because this.
I agree with you. But you can't get out of it's not the reason. People say that's the reason. Listen to this case. Rav Hutner had a similar thing. He said like this. There was a story in America. There was someone killed cold-blooded, and during that time there was a death penalty. And they sends him to death for killing. And as the court case was over, was ending, someone screamed out from the back and said, "What are you talking about? He grew up in a messed up house, a crazy house. His parents were murderers themselves. What do you want from his life?"
Not saying
Okay. One second. Sharon. Is he chayav in the death penalty or not? He killed, but it's not his fault. And that's what. Anyways, the story was, again, this reporter was Nifter, I would say, whatever, 30 years ago. Well, I don't know when the story happened.
Killing isn't a product also of household.
What? No, but that's the reason why he got there. So this is the story. This story happened. So they went and they said, you know what? Let's discuss this one more time. And they decided to keep him in jail for a certain amount of time and not to kill him. Okay, that's a fact. They decided not to kill him. Why did they decide not to kill him? Because it's not his fault. Since when is a court in this world here to explain why things happen, how it happened, what the reason is, and that has nothing to do with it? They're not giving. Their job right now is to keep order in the world, and the fact is he killed, and he's chayav misa. Even most times, even in the Jewish court, he was chayav misa, unless he's a shreita. If he's not a shreita, he's able to do it. They're disagreeing with the very concept of bechira. And it's very important for us to know. We have to realize that every single thing that we do is dependent on us. And it's so much easier also to do tshuva if you realize that I can do it. If you realize that it's your fault and you realize that you can get past it, it doesn't matter all those small things that happen. Okay. There's a story. This is also a very normal thing. I don't know where this comes from. It says there was as a medrash talks about, it's a medrash that says that there was a bird that smelled terribly. The bird smelled terrible. And therefore he was always, every place where the bird came, he came over there, he tried to set up shop, sat over there, and it smelled horrible. So he flew away and he went somewhere else. And then it smelled bad over there. So he went to another place. And he went to another place. And the lesson is that if it smells bad where you are, don't look to somewhere else. Maybe it's coming from you. If you know why it's coming, so just, whatever, mouthwash, whatever. So, you know, there's all kinds of things you could do. Take a shower, deodorant. There's so many different kinds of things that are, okay, I don't know who that was for. But you can take care of yourself. But if you think it depends on someone else, I always had the thing. I think it happened to me, but it wasn't so bad. You know, you go to, you know, it's a long drive, and you know, it's even further than New York to Baltimore. It's like from Montreal to Baltimore. I've done that by myself. Not kishmak. By yourself? Okay, so it gets hard. It can be a long drive, and then every once in a while, you gotta just go to the. You have to stop and go to the bathroom after drinking that, you know, the big gulp, and then you know, a massive coffee from the Starbucks. Like, eventually, you know, you. Anyway, it's tiring. You go in over there. You go into the bathroom, and you see that there's a lady in the bathroom. And you say to yourself, why is there a lady in the men's bathroom? And then you see there's another lady. And you ask her, what are you doing in the men's bathroom? So she says to you, what are you doing in the ladies' bathroom? You know what I mean? Like, who says she's wrong? Maybe you're in the wrong place. There's a famous story. The famous story that there was a guy driving on I-95. He's driving in the wrong lane, the wrong way, and everybody was like going over to the side and whatever. And he, like, he's sick. There's so many crazy people. It's like everyone's going the wrong way today. I don't know why everyone's going the wrong lane. And everyone's going the wrong way. And everyone's moving away. They're honking at him. And not only that, they're honking at me. He turns on the radio. It never happened. He turns on the radio and he says, beware. Beware. There's someone on I-95 going north in the lanes of the south. What? No, not I-95 is north and south. Good try. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But so he says it's crazy. It's not one person. There's 50 people going the wrong way. You hear that? because he thinks everyone else is crazy. Because sometimes you have to turn around and have to say, yeah, it's about me. Maybe the reason why I have no friends is because I'm not nice to my friends, or whatever it is. Or maybe the reason why I'm not being matzliach in learning is because I don't do it right. Maybe the reason why it's so hard for me is because it's something I should be doing better. And you have to take responsibility. And that's what everyone says. And, you know, there's no end. This is, he keeps on going, all kinds of different cases. Famous, the words, I'm supposed to stop now. The words of Ein Hadabar Toli Ela Bi is from the famous story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. I'm sure you've heard the story where he ran after every single Zayin in the whole world, and then they themselves got him to do tshuva, and he realized he wasn't able to do tshuva, and at the end ended up saying, Ein hadavar toloi ela bi. Tshuva is dependent on me. If I want to do it, I could do it. And if I don't do it, it's because of me. That's what we have to learn, which is to build the me.